Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin on Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive, and the Cleveland Browns still don't want to talk to you. We've got Jax Gregory today on the board.
Yes.
We've got Jake Murren, man in the YouTube channel. As always, you guys can watch us live all 5 hours on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. And also, Jake is producing. We've got Matt Corelli, the big cheese, on the 2020s all show long. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I just had an Uncrustable, so I am divine.
Oh, that's good. I had like two bananas and one of those multi-grain bars.
Look at that.
Less divine than you, I guess. Yeah. But it's fine. It's okay.
The best part about a PB&J sandwich is you get a little bit of that sugar, and Daddy likes his sugar,
yeah.
And you get a little bit of that protein. So you really get a full push right there.
Uncrustables are great. I think we can all agree on that. PB&Js in general are great. I switched for my Amish housekeeper that comes once every 2 weeks. She's now in the PB&J world instead of the turkey and mustard world.
I thought you got rid of Anna Yoder, and I was very worried.
I threw her a curveball, gave her a PB&J this week because it's all we had, and then I had to follow up and be like, was the PB&J okay? Was it okay? I felt like I'm trying to serve the person that comes and cleans my house. I don't know why.
One of these days, Elise is going to catch on to Anna, the Amish housekeeper, and you're going to have to find a new one. You have to get a little old, maybe a cat, a crazy cat lady to become.
She's going to find one of her Hungarian nugmamas, and then they're going to come over, and that's going to be the cleaner.
You are not ready for that. They will boss you around.
This one already bosses me around anyway, too.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, that's about you.
I'm also in a house with I'm in a house with three girls. You're in a house with four girls. I'm just kind of used to it at this point.
Oh, see, no, I keep up the good fight, which is why I don't like sleep well all the time because, you know, they like to keep you on your toes. Oh, by the way, I'd just like to point out Andrew Berry not speaking today. Just real quick, before we get to anything, the guy who orchestrated two trades and left Kevin Stefanski out there to rot, the guy who clearly is part of an abhorrent roster construction, not going to talk today. So just a reminder, if you were hoping to hear from one half of the Thought Partners this fall on CBS, the answer is no. No for you. You get no Andrew Berry, and you will like it.
I hope this just means he's working on something.
Like a resume?
Yeah, get your LinkedIn resume all figured out.
Listen, LinkedIn.
He's trying to figure out his job applications.
The networking capabilities with that kind of interface, really. I mean, when you've got that kind of resume, you went to Ivy League, you've got options there.
It would be
I'm
really
saying.
Funny if like NFL GMs, when they were done, if they just couldn't find jobs and they just ended up being like sales guys. Working just
like what
just,
kind of
just,
sales
just
guy?
Like just they, normal run of the mill sales guy. And you went from like, you know, Andrew Berry being a GM of a football team to then trying to, I don't know, pitch ads on a local radio station.
I say, I was thinking more like Andrew Berry tries to get you to buy a 2002 Honda Civic with 225,000 miles on it that's only been wrecked once.
So the problem is that I think we both know everyone that is part of the Thought Partners would all stink at being salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of frustrating for a lot of fans. We want them to say, sell us this pen, okay? Sell me this pen. They can't do it. They never seem to be able to do it.
I like the idea that the sales pitch on a used Honda Civic, about 2002, 225,000 miles or more, only one accident, is just, I'm smarter than you. That's why you should buy this car. Because I think that's essentially what the whole vibe of the Browns organization is. And now, by the way,
you should see the processing systems on these cars.
Guys, this one's got a supercomputer from 1998.
You just leave the from 1998 part out of
this. No, you just say it really quietly. This one's got a supercomputer from 1998.
It's all about selling you things that you can't actually see.
Yeah. Process, not results.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about selling you things you can't actually see and then just making it try to be believable.
Now, while we're talking about crappy processes and crappy results, no, it's a great process. It just leads to crappy results. Obviously, yesterday we talked about Myles Garrett and how unhappy Miles seemed to be after the latest loss. And I had said some of that felt performative, but that if Miles wants to make a change, I think he can. I think Miles is a $40 million man. I think they showed by valuing paying him instead of trading him that he has at least some say here or some part of what maybe their ear. I thought it was interesting then after that discussion that we had yesterday. And Miles and his frustration, Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Midday Boys, Andy and Jeff and Dan. Today, no Andy. It was just Jeff and Dan.
Andy was in the mornings.
Yeah, it was also really good. You should listen to that too, but after our show.
He was with Daryl.
We got a lot of information here. But they asked Mary Kay about Miles Garrett's frustration. Mary Kay had some interesting things to say.
Miles is very, very, very frustrated, and he's having arguably the best season of his career. And so he's long talked and wanted, you know, talked about wanting to win championships and go to the playoffs and all those things. And here he is stuck on a team that appears to be going nowhere this season. And that's tough for him to take. I think in the offseason, he's going to have some assurances that things are going to be different and why they're going to be different and how they're going to be different. I haven't looked at the economics of it, but I don't even know if it's possible or feasible to trade him after paying him all the guaranteed money that they already have. But I do think that he will want some acknowledgement that something's got to give for next season and that there's going to be some victories coming, or he's going to want, I don't know if he would ever ask to be traded again or whatever, but he's not going to be able to continue on like this and maintain his sanity.
So does he just want, hey, we know we suck?
Does he want another, hey, we have a quarterback plan?
Or, you know, there are a couple players making more money than him. Would $50 million make Miles happy to go 3-14 next year?
I bet it would.
Yeah.
I bet it would. So the hard part about this discussion is that I feel like Miles doesn't have nearly the leverage that even Miles thinks he has in this. Because when you balk 6 weeks into what you did last year, all you did was tell everybody that basically you're not serious about a real threat of not playing.
I agree. But I do think what's interesting is he does have a lot of public sentiment right now of, oh, poor Myles Garrett. Like, there were multiple national media members reacting to the 5-sack game and going, woe is Miles, even if he didn't. And while acknowledging, by the way, he just signed the $40 million a year contract.
I guess we got to figure out what his new end goal is. Is his new end goal to get out of town? Because if his new end goal is to get out of town and get traded this offseason, he's got to do it a lot different than what he did this last year.
Okay, how would that look?
It would be like actually threatening. It would be doing the Micah Parsons. It would be going on not only your own world media tour and hosting your own podcast and doing all that stuff, but it would be taking it up to the season to then get traded. But I think Miles doesn't want to miss games. The heart of this is Miles knows he's in his prime. Miles knows these are the years you stack up DPOY cases and get yourself into Canton. And I just don't think he wants to actually miss games.
So from a cap side of things, trading Miles would be darn near impossible given what they just paid him.
It's really not, though. This is
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's why I don't understand this logic that people put out there. Like it's very doable. In a trade in a post June 1st trade, so you have to wait until June 1st, You can do a Myles Garrett trade. It would be $15 million in dead cap money, followed by $11 million the next year, and then it decreases and decreases to a point that is extremely manageable. So $15 million in dead cap is like a third of what you had to pay Deshaun Watson next season in dead cap money. Like it is very, very shockingly manageable. The only out you have is you have to wait until after June 1st. There's a couple of designations you can do prior to June 1st to make it retroactive, but it's got to be a post-June 1st trade designation. It is very possible.
Look at that. All the other cap analysts say it's not doable, though.
I don't understand what they're not looking at. I don't get it. I really don't. It's all right there. It's public knowledge. Unless there's a different contract that over the cap isn't working with, then I don't understand it. Like I'd love to know who your other capologist is that says this outside of Daryl.
No. I think it was the throngs of people saying they just signed into a contract and they can't.
Yeah, no, it's very doable. Like, it's very, very doable.
Like clownitudes. Now, yes. This being said...
Like you can. If you want out of this, you can do it.
Listen, I don't blame you if your initial reaction to this is, oh, Miles wants assurances, he won them last year and then he got $40 million. I understand. I called for yesterday for Miles to use his power within the organization, that you don't just have to ask for another trade. If you think Stefanski and Barry are about to get fired and you believe one or both of them are the right guys to lead this organization, use your power to say that internally, right? Externally is one thing. Do it internally as well. You don't have to choose one or the other, because if you choose just the public side of things and not do it privately, that feels more performative than reality. Also, if you feel like one or either guy isn't it and they're why you're in the situation, use your power both externally and internally to say that. I'm going to say this could be part of Miles doing that, one half of Miles saying, hey, just so you know, at some point, there's going to be a reckoning. I have to have a conversation with people in charge.
I mean, the advantage of what Miles did this last time around was he got himself a no-trade clause. That was very smart of Miles, because it sets it up where they can't just trade him to any, you know, run-of-the-mill team and basically make sure that his life is miserable because a three-win team wants Myles Garrett on the roster and they're going to pony up three first-round picks. That was smart of Miles. But this next go-around, if he wants to be on a different team, like, he can have that opportunity. And, this conversation is not going anywhere, I don't think, Nick.
So I think part of the acknowledgement he's really looking for is he wants to have his voice heard internally, potentially on Barry and Stefanski. I don't know he can pass the whole give me another quarterback plan next year and then I'll okay it, because he okayed Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and these two quarterbacks you currently have in your roster.
Or he okayed them just being like, hey, we have a plan. Just tell everyone we have a plan.
Hey,
can you just
Miles,
do that? Can you tell us that we already have a plan?
We'll give you 40 a year. if you just let people know we've got a real concept of a plan going on here.
And give us that smirk when you do it, too.
Give it like you really know something. Like you really, really know something.
A lot of people really thinking he actually knew like a plan when it's so obvious they had no plan.
I mean, in fairness, a lot of people took Jimmy Haslam's vote of confidence from the owners' meeting as like an ironclad oath that Kevin Stefanski isn't going anywhere. And then 24 hours later, they were like, what are we doing?
Do I think that Miles has enough power to sway Jimmy Haslam to fire Di Podesta, Stefanski, and Barry? I don't think he does at this point.
Why not?
We have no evidence to suggest that he does. Like Jimmy Haslam to this point, and it could change, I hope it changes, to this point has been lockstep with those three that we're talking about to a point where he has favored their opinions, their everything, over what Miles has been able to offer up.
Then I think if you're Miles, then you have to, it's basically an ultimatum. Either we see change within this, and again, I'm assuming that that's what Miles is going to want, because I think Miles is smart enough to go, well, you moved on from Baker, you moved to Deshaun Watson, it's the worst trade. By the way, all Miles would be doing is using logic. That's what kills me, is there are so many people defending Barry and Stefanski, and they made the worst trade in NFL history.
Yeah.
That's as if it was just like, well, yeah, that happens. No, it doesn't. No. Guys get fired for doing incredibly big things that don't work out. That's the downside of this damn thing.
That's why most people don't actually take big swings, is because the understood repercussion of that is that you're going to get fired. You're going to lose your job.
And I just...
You'll have to update the LinkedIn resume.
But, like, I think Miles has to go to them and say, if whatever... he wants. If he wants continuity, then he needs to fight for it. If he wants change, then he needs to fight for it.
But that's the hard part, though.
There has to be an or else attached to
it. I don't even know that Miles knows what he wants. He just wants to win. Like, I think he understands he wants to win, but I don't think Miles is like, here's my blueprint. This is how we should go about winning, and you have to orchestrate this. I think Miles is frustrated, but I think Miles is like, I don't, that's your job. Your job is to figure out how to win. Ultimately, I want to win. And at this point for the Browns, it's just easier said than done. It's very hard to get a quarterback. It's very hard to make this all work.
I don't think it's that hard. Well, sorry, no, that's not fair. It's obviously hard
to win
for this organization. But I think it's obvious. I think you've done the analytics thing. And again, it's not analytics. It's analytics to the nth degree that it's the end-all, be-all. You've done that. Now get me some football people. Like, okay, I'm playing the best football of my career under Jim Schwartz, a football guy. Find me a head coach that's not Jim Schwartz, that is like Jim Schwartz. Find me a GM who's like Jim Schwartz, a guy who is football first and then uses analytics to supplement the decision instead of analytics run every damn decision you make.
I just think he's looking at this quarterback class coming up, and I think he's seeing that there's no quick fix, there's no easy answer, and I think he's frustrated at the idea that they went into that press conference, I'll never forget Andrew Berry, saying this isn't baseball. You don't need 5 years to turn this thing around. It's not baseball. You can do this quick. And now as we're staring at everything, it looks like this is going to be a multi-year plan in order to try to get some semblance of winning. And I think Miles is very frustrated, as he should be.
I get it.
I'm frustrated too.
I get it. You can't hold their words against them if they just don't talk. Thought partners.
That is part of the idea. Well, again, there's people like me that I remember things that Andrew Berry says, and then I throw him back in his face. If he never talks, I got nothing. I can't say anything about Di Podesta. The man never speaks.
Hey, guys. I know. Every day, you put your hard-earned money into that team. Don't worry, they're smarter than you, and now they're ignoring you. Thought partners! Yeah!
What's the Reagan piece thing?
I am not
thing?
A crook.
Yeah.
This is our Watergate.
But then you followed up with water guns or something? I don't
know. These were not water guns. These were...
Oh, those are pistols, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's what thought partners do, all right? They got those toy cap guns. They play... I don't know what the hell they do. I just know they don't make good football decisions. But don't worry. They're not talking today. They're not talking this week. They're not talking next week either. Except you, Kevin Stefanski. You can twist in the wind, son.
They probably turn around. Yesterday,
leadership.
We talked about Vanessa telling you basically, well, you're just better at it than I am. Yeah. That's their conversations. They just turn to Stefanski. Well, you're just better at not saying anything than we are.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep throwing you out there. That's going to work. You're just better at it than we are.
Thought partners.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.